So let's ask three questions. So normally when the Torah describes counting, the Torah uses a language of tifkedu. But here, when it comes to the counting of Bnei Gershon, the Torah uses the Lashon of Naso. So first question is, what's the significance of the Lashon of Naso? And then the second question, Levi had three sons, Kehas, Gershon, and Merari. But we know that Gershon was the Bechor of the three sons of Levi. So why is it, therefore, that the Torah delineates the counting of Bnei Kehas first in last week's Parsha before it delineates the counting of the Bnei Gershon? And then a third question, Parshas Naso almost always comes after the Yontif of Shavuos, the Shabbos after the Yontif of Shavuos. So the question is, what's the message of this Parsha that we're supposed to take with us after the heels of Shavuos? Okay, so to explain the Lashon of Naso, to address the first question, the Mefarshim point out the Naso, it's a Lashon of raising up, that the Bnei Gershon and Bnei Kehas, when they're counted, that they're not only counted in the sense that they're counted for all jobs they'd be in, but the jobs literally elevated them as well. That the Bnei Kehas, by carrying the Mizbeach, by carrying the Aron, by carrying the Menorah, that elevated them to being better and higher people. And the same thing is true when it comes to Bnei Gershon. Bnei Gershon were delineated with carrying the Urios, carrying the Urios of the Mishkan, carrying the Tachash, carrying the coverings, etc. And by doing this Avoda, the Bnei Gershon were elevated as a result. So therefore, it's Naso, not only to imply that they're counted for the sake of knowing how many they were, but to also teach the point, to convey the fact that they were elevated as people as a result of the Avoda they're doing in the Mishkan. And to explain the difference between Kehas and Gershon, that the Torah specifically puts the counting of Bnei Kehas before Bnei Gershon, the Kli Yakar explains that there's different Ksarim, that there's the Kesset Torah and there's the Kesset Kehuna. The Kesset Torah, we know, is Mufker L'Kol. Anyone who wants the Kesset Torah is able to take it. It's not only limited to very specific people. Whereas when it comes to the Kesset Kehuna, a person's only able to be a Kohen if they're the son of a Kohen, a grandson of a Kohen, etc. So the Kehas, that they're carrying the Aro and they're carrying the Kesset Torah, therefore they come first, because the Kesset Torah, that anyone's able to become, that's open to anyone. But the Bnei Gershon, they were not carrying the Aron, and therefore they came second, because the Aron's more important. The Aron represents Torah, and therefore, despite the fact that Gershon also had a very important role, that they are carrying the coverings of the Mishkan, but it wasn't the equivalent of carrying the Aron, so therefore they came second. But I think the message of the parasha is very clear, that the Torah, when it comes to both Kehas and comes to Bnei Gershon, it says the Lashon Naso, that the point being is that a person is able to be elevated regardless of what they're doing. That meaning, obviously, as the Bnei Kehas are first, that a person, when they're part of the Kesset Torah, they're able to elevate themselves, that they're able to Naso as Rosh, that they're elevating themselves to a higher state. But the same thing is true when it comes to Bnei Gershon, that even a person is not necessarily involved in Kesset Torah, even if he's involved in carrying the Tachash, even if he's involved in the coverings, even if he's carrying the Urios, the Tachash, not necessarily involved in carrying the Torah itself, but just more in the external roles, the Torah still says by them, Nosas Rosh, that they're also going to be elevated, that they're also becoming better people as a result of that. And the lesson of Shavuos, of the Parsha coming right after Shavuos, is that Torah was given to us in Shavuos, and the Torah is given to everyone. It was not only given to people who are carrying Bnei Kehas, that they're carrying the Kesset Torah, but it's also given to Bnei Gershon. Even the people that are carrying the Urios in Mishkan, even the people that are carrying the Tachash, they're also included in Nasar's Rosh, because they're also elevated by the Torah, because the Torah speaks to every single Jew, and no matter what they are, no matter what circumstances they're in, they speaks to the Bnei Kehas, but also speaks to Bnei Gershon, the people who are carrying the Urias and Mishkan, the Mikhsa, the Tachash, Shemir Lav Mimala, and the Masach of the Pesach HaMoed.